Well, hello everyone. We're on day five of our absolutely exciting tour with Ancient Ireland Tourism. Back here again with Marty Mulligan, and who's our guide mentor, our Shanaki, our storyteller, all of the above. And today we're going to head into the north of Ireland. And we're going to start our day with the seat of the Ulster Kings, the ancient Ulster Kings. So Marty, take it away.
I will indeed. Now here's another very full and exciting day. We're going off on a different journey altogether now. So we've done the east, we've done the west, now we're going to head north up to the province of Ulster. So our journey after our breakfast at Mayor's Court, we're going to take you through the real hidden Ireland, up through the counties of Longford, Cavan, Monaghan. Then we'll hit the border and we're over into Armagh. And when we go to Armagh, we're going to head straight for Aumacha, which is also known as Navan Fort. And it is one of the royal sites of Ireland, which is also on tentative list to be a World Heritage Site, along with Oisne. So what they have at Aumacha, this is the seat of the High Kings of Ulster. And when we're thinking of the stories of Cú Chulainn and all of the great heroes of the Ulster cycle, this was their site. And they have done up. They have an interpretive centre there, which really brings us back in time to reenactments and to character actors. And we will get such a real taste of Celtic, Iron Age Ireland. So it's a fabulous experience, and we will immerse ourselves fully in it. And coming out of it, we'll be all Celts, and we'll be all High Kings and Queens. And from there, we'll make our journey up into Belfast City for some lunch.
Well, that sounds exciting, Marty. And after we get to Belfast and we have some lunch, oh, Belfast is a beautiful city, as I recall, and there's so much to do there. And I think, you know, a lot of you know, those that come from America, you know, ask the question, is Belfast safe?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Belfast is safe.
It is. It's a beautiful city. And again, like Dublin as well, it's a beautiful city, a walking around city, and has so much to offer. So, and Ted, you know yourself, you'll know better Belfast and what the people would like to visit even better than I would. But one of the things I certainly do recommend is that we visit the Titanic Centre. It is one of the greatest visitor centre experiences I've been told in the world. And here I go bragging again.
Oh, it is. It is. In fact, it was recognized as one of the top world destinations. They've done a remarkable job. And you know, I think everybody knows about the Titanic. And it's just so... Yeah. So amazing to literally stand where on the ground, yeah, where the dry dock was and where they built the Titanic, yeah. Okay, and they've done to see the offices of the White Star Line where they designed the ship, and the center that they've built there, the visitor center, the Titanic Belfast, is just an amazing experience. And I won't give it all away. It takes you through the journey of being on the ship, okay, and experiencing the ship, and it ends with a remarkable transparent walk over an acrylic walkway where it's like you're looking down into the ocean and wow. you see the wreck of the Titanic.
You gotta go there, Ted.
Yeah, it's not to be
you're
missed.
You're gonna be the tour guide that day.
Nah, yeah, happy to, but not to be missed. And then, yeah. Then, you know, Belfast also, you know, I think we many people remember it for the many years of the troubles and the war between the nationalists and the unionists, and you know, some of the vestiges of that are still there. So we arrange for black cab tours where we get local drivers that grew up and lived through the troubles. We'll take you and show you two different sides of all of that history. I mean, a lot of it is still in the murals, the painted murals on the walls where both sides of that conflict still memorialize, you know, those that participated. But we take you down the Falls Road, and then we go through which is the Catholic side, and then we go through the Peace Wall, which is still there, and they still close the gates at night, take you over to the Shankill, which is the Protestant side, and to be able to experience, you know, both sides and the perspective of everybody in that conflict. And it will draw a real appreciation to how far the people of Belfast and all of the north of Ireland have come, you know, since the peace accords,
exactly.
where they've signed the peace treaty and they're working yeah. together to build an absolutely magnificent city, and they've done a great job. They're restoring Belfast to the glory that it once was.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important part of the tour, and I think, again, another highlight. I know all of the days are highlights, but you know, Belfast, absolutely, an absolute must-see, must-visit, and I'd say we might have a pint there too, will we?
Oh, definitely have to have a pint in Belfast, and then we head back to Mearscourt, Marty.
We'll head back to Mearscourt, and I'd say we'll be singing rebel songs that night.
And I'll be singing with you. And so you know, we're almost done with our 6-day tour. So, you know, this has been day 5 of our magical tour. Look forward to having everyone here to learn about what we're going to do on day 6. Stay tuned.